How are we doing, Mike?
Hey, Kelly and Michael, are we still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we got disconnected. Sorry about that. So we
That's
were
okay.
let's mm-hmm. let's try and pick up from where we left off. So you mentioned about you know, the, you cannot find any traces of IoT on the Highboy scooters, is what we were discussing on the last call, right?
Correct. But I have found hardwireable, either IoT or GPS style modules that we can retrofit onto the scooters. Some of them are, you know, paid services that I think we would have to co-associate with instead of like having our own. The kind of things like as far as the location services, you'd either have to be an IoT over a cellular provider or a GPS provider, or we'd essentially have to launch our own satellite.
Right. Well, I tell you what, guys, I think I'll have to step back a bit on this because I'd first have to figure out whether you guys even need the IoT systems or not, right? So what exactly
right.
are we trying to do with the application? I mean, are we trying to control the engine of the scooter? Like, I mean, let's say you rent out a bike for 30 minutes and the 30 minutes are over. Do you want the bike to stop somewhere after the 30 minutes are over? Or, I mean, do you want to control the engine of the bike, or do you just want to record and register the time, you know, the GPS, the track and everything? I mean, are we trying to control the engine, or are we just trying to keep a track
yeah.
of the user
yeah.
on the bike?
We're trying to keep they're going to scan on and scan off. So they'll scan on and be charged for the time that they're using it,
okay.
and then as soon as they're done using it, they'll scan off, and their time ends, and somebody else can come and scan on and use it again and scan off when they're done. So every time they scan it to turn it on,
mm-hmm.
and then we track how long they use it, and we charge them by the minute. For every minute they use it, we charge them a fee. So when they're done using it, then they scan it off, and then the engine, when they scan it off, the engine is no longer has power to it. So we're killing the power to the motor through the app, through this controller. We need to be able to kill the power to it so somebody can't just walk up and ride it without scanning the app. And then, so they'll scan the app to activate the scooter, ride it for however long it is that they ride, scan off of it, now the scooter becomes dead again.
Well, I tell you what, the last thing you mentioned, Kelly, I don't know if that's Kelly or Michael, but the last thing you mentioned, that's where the IoT actually comes in, right? But otherwise, I mean, for example, we did another bike rental project, and I'm just not sure if we are under an NDA or if we are still within the NDA, or if I could talk about it or not, or name the company for that matter. But how we did for them is that, you know, they had a user side application, and then they had an admin application, right? And they were essentially not controlling the engine or the motor of the bike from the application, because they have, you know, they have a specific docs, and they have what do you call them? They have specific chargers or pickup areas from where they rent off, and you know where the users drop the bike at, right? So, for example, you want to go from point A to point B, so they would have a pickup point at point A, and they would have a pickup point at somewhere nearby point B. So, whoever rides the bike, they could drop the bike at the nearest point, and they could scan out from there. Now, the easier part with that is that A, you don't need an IoT. And if you guys have already contracted with Highboy and you guys know that, you know, they don't offer IoT, then you would have to go for a custom hardware. That may cost you a lot. And then, you know, it's going to be, could be a much larger project than what you guys may have scoped, right? So my recommendation to you, I mean, if you guys are still open for recommendations in the first place, is that you get an application that allows you to, you know, there's going to be a QR scan on your docs available. So whenever they check in, they have to scan so they can be, you know, given out the bike, or the bike, the bike can be released. And whenever they drop the bike from their own application, They could just go back to the application and they could click on a button or tap on a button and they could time out. Now that would be good enough for collecting their GPS details, their track, you know, analytics probably, and most importantly, the time that you charge with, right? So, but as far as the killing the engine part is concerned, the last thing you mentioned, Kelly, that would definitely require IoT. And if HiBoy doesn't offer it, then, you know, let me give you the heads up that if you go for the, you know, a custom hardware to do that, it is, you know, going to cost you, you know, quite a lot. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's going to cost you a lot out of your pocket.
Right. Yeah, about $250,000.
All right, so you already got a quote on that.
Okay, so $200 a unit for the IoTs, and then we're paying with the ones that shut off the engine.
And
it's not going to be feasible for us to check them out unless we have multiple checkout stations throughout town, and then we've got to have people manning them, and that's just not that we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to have the auto shut off. Yep.
Right. Where do they drop off the bike, by the way? I mean, are you guys
anywhere they want? Anywhere they want. We've got GPS on it, correct?
Of course.
We can go track our bikes at the end of the night. Go track every one of our bikes, pick them up, charge them, and put them back out for distribution for the next day. And that's our plan. So we'll put bikes out in the morning for people to use all over town. Come nighttime, we'll have GPS on all of the scooters. We'll go pick all of them up, regardless of where they're at, and bring them back and charge them and redistribute them out.
Well, yeah, so I think where we could come in as mobile developers or mobile software company is that we could help you integrate your, you know, bring them together as an omni-channel for all the GPS, because you'd need a hardware for GPS because you have to track the bike and not the user. So this idea that I gave to Kelly of having an application on the user's phone may not work for you because you want to track the bike.
Right.
You don't want to track the user, right? So
exactly. I don't need to track the user unless they're scanned on it and riding it and paying me money. Outside of that, I need to scan the bike. I need to know where my equipment is at all times.
Right, exactly. So in that case, I think you'd need a GPS scanner device installed on the scooter. You'd need a device to kill the motor, like you mentioned, and all that could be put together on an application. So first things you guys would have to do is to decide on a hardware that you want to go for. And once we have the hardware, and once we can work with the teams that you get the hardware from or the suppliers, then could an IoT application be built. And that is coming from first-hand experience, by the way, because like I mentioned to you, we have a pretty sizable portfolio with IoT applications. So for example, you talk about Wyze. Now Wyze is a hardware development company itself, right? So they supply, electrical devices, for example, bulbs, burglar alarms, switches,
uh-huh.
and stuff like that, and all that is connected to a mobile application, right? So they're more like smart home devices that are connected to the mobile application that we built for Wyze, right? Now, in order for us to do that, or how we did that with them, is that they were the hardware supplier, so we had a close coordination, like I mentioned on the chat as well. We had a hand-in-glove relationship with them, and that's how we were able to bring it together through a collaboration. So first thing you guys have to do is get the hardware, shortlist that, and see, you know, how you have to install that on the scooter and the logistics of that. And then once you have that, meantime, we could collect the details, and we could come together and bring all of that, or all two or three or whatever number of hardwares you have to install, one for GPS, one for motor killer, and whatever. All that can be connected into one single omni-channel application.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, the hardware unit is the GPS and auto shutoff all in one unit.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So who's the supplier, by the way, if you don't mind disclosing?
The one we were looking at, that was way back in my Googlings. Stand by, please. Links Up was one of them.
Mm-hmm. And how do you spell that?
The website is GPSLINXUP.com.
Okay, GPS.
Links Up.
Okay. Hmm. Okay, I think that
was one of them.
Hmm?
I'll have to find.
Do you have one that you suggest? I mean, you've worked with them in the past, right? Or no?
Work with who?
With one iOS providers or IoT providers.
The applications for other clients. For example, the example I gave you for the smart devices for Wyze, you know, we've built separate applications. But all of them, you know, they have different genres, so they come with different hardware. For example, Wyze has their own proprietary hardware installed on their, devices that they offer, right? So with this one, we'd have to do a bit of a research. I mean, you guys would have to do the research at your end as well. Because I think I'm jumping the guns on you with that one, and then we could help you. You know, if you guys, if we talk about it, you feel like we could be one of the shortlisted options to work with you to get this mobile application out. Then we can join hands with you as well, and we can help you decide on a GPS hardware. We can help you decide on a motor kill hardware, and we can come together for research and discovery as well before we get to the execution and before we build the application for you.
Mike, Zero Track was the other one. They're the one that had the GPS and immobilizing capability in the same, and it is a special IoT device, security device. So that's Zero TRK.
Zero TRK, okay. Zero Track, okay. Let me pull that up real quick. And have you spoken to them right now? I mean, as yet, or are you going to speak to them now?
No, I've just done research on their website. Their controllers were a little pricier than we were initially looking at, but their features is exactly what we're looking for. So,
okay. So more like everything together into one device, right?
Correct.
Right. Yep.
That's nice. I mean, yeah, that should be a first priority because, you know, that's going to make a lot of work easier for you guys as well. All right, so do you have any other options? I mean, do you want me to take down your options and, have my team research on this and get back to you on which ones are the better options?
I would love for that, yeah. And I have my email I put in the chat link there, so you can email me, and actually I'll give you mics, but this thing, I don't know what the hell happened.
Yes, sir.
There we go. And then Michael. All right, and there's our two email addresses.
Perfect, guys. So I think that's going to help us stay better connected. I was looking at the Zero Track application, by the way, the Zero Track website, and I think they supply scooters themselves. So, I mean, you'd have to see whether they do supply, devices that can be used as open source technology on any other scooter, or whether you'd have to source the scooters themselves from Zero Track or any other company that you go for that has the hardware installed. Because these parts that we're looking at, for example, the GPS scanner, that's a proprietary hardware for their own scooters that they offer. You get that, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I think we'd have to go back square one, and we'd have to first decide what kind of scooters you guys should be shipping and you guys should be importing. I'm hoping that you guys have not contracted with Highboy as yet, because they probably wouldn't fulfill the kind of functionalities you guys are looking for. So if you guys are not there yet and you have not signed an agreement with Highboy yet, then what we could do is we could rather help you research on the scooter company that can supply the hardware installed natively on the scooters, without having to do that after market, right? So that's going to help you because, you know, that's going to be all one native system, and you wouldn't have to meddle with it, or you wouldn't have to do the electrical and mechanical work to install the aftermarket hardware on it.
Yeah. The problem is, through all the research that we've done, it seems like iBoy's got the most versatile product line. I mean, or more, you know, way more diverse, much larger product line than a lot of the other rides. But, you know, we can be iBoy. We can
be iBoy retailer and still rent out different.
We can still rent out different scooters. Yeah, because our rental company is separate from iBoy, so they're the same but different. So we'll be selling iBoy products for sure for retail. But as far as the rentals go, we can buy whatever scooters we want.
Right,
If you could find a very similar product line that is more feasible for us to work with, I would love. And we'll start looking as well. We'll go back and check out more brands and see if we can't come up with something that might make all of this a little bit easier.
Right, exactly. So what did you guys like the most about iBoy, by the way? I mean, apart from the versatile portfolio they have of the bikes, I mean, is there any kind of features that are a must-have,
yeah,
for example, the range and everything? Because I think that's...
Yeah, the range and speed. You know, we want to keep the speeds upward. You know, the 20 to 23 mile an hour, we want them to get, good range. I don't remember what theirs is on those. I think we get, 17 miles or 18 miles on one of those ones. We like the sit-down feature on that one with the basket, you know, more for public transportation. People can take it to the grocery store. And then the other model, which is more for the play model, you know, you got your backpack on and you're a younger kid and you're okay to scoot around on that one without sitting down. So, you know, we want a product that is going to be unlike Lime, where, you know, it's just quick, easy transportation for young guys. You know, we've got actual people that are, you know, getting off the CityLink stops and needing transportation home, and we're getting congestion issues in this area, and we're hoping to, you know, help ease some of the tension on our traffic issues that we have locally by giving people alternate means of transportation around town. And, you know, we don't want them to have to be coming to us to grab a bike and go out. We want to put our product out there into the community and infuse it inside of the community for them to use throughout their day-to-day activities. And then at nighttime, we'll go pick them up and recharge them and put them back out for everybody the next day.
Well, I think the business proposition or the business idea itself is amazing. I mean, you must have done your research as well. That e-bikes or rental scooters are pretty, you know, they're getting pretty popular in most of the USA. And, you know, for the reasons that you mentioned, congestion in city centers, people trying to, you know, lower down the fares as well. So for all different reasons. What city or what region are we talking about? I mean, where do you guys plan to launch this?
We're right outside of Spokane, Washington. Now, Spokane's already got the line in the city of Spokane, but we're over in Idaho, and we're in a little bit of a smaller community. Well, actually, it's quite a bit smaller than Spokane, but we're a metropolis. We're part of the Spokane metropolis. You know, you got Post Falls, Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And it is very touristy summer activities. We get, you know, a lot of influx of tourists in this area. And then the growth here right now is just, it's almost sickening being from here to see, you know, how fast this area is just blowing up, and there is not a single scooter store in this area.
What city again did you say was this?
This is Post Falls, Idaho.
Twin Falls, you said?
Post. POSTFALLS.
Post Falls, okay. All right, so you guys are in Post Falls, okay. So, all right. So I think, like I said, I mean, the idea itself is great. There are no second opinions on that. But honestly, we'd have to, you know, we'd have to get back on the drawing table, and I'm more than happy to, you know, assist you guys with looking up the scooters. I'm in fact looking at a couple options right now, and I just want to, you know, pick your brain on that as well, because I think you must have done your research on these items as well. One of them I see here is GoTrax. You heard about them?
GoTrax?
GoTrax?
Yeah. I'm looking at them now. I have seen these ones before.
So they kind of look cheaper as well, but that's not the the focal pointer. I think these bikes are more, you know, IoT advanced against the high boy ones.
Right.
Remember we had that Land Air C1 that we found?
Yeah.
And that one, you just pay the monthly service, and that's it. You do all the tracking and everything yourself. You just pay to utilize their network.
Right. I can only do one speed at a time, though. Well, I won't show them all at once.
Oh, yeah. All at your speeds.
Once again, don't have the 16-inch wheel. You got to understand, too, is this isn't just city-based. We are a town that these need to be able to be taken off-road.
Okay, so it's a...
tall grass, alleyways, you know. We're looking at, we want something with the larger wheel bases. These are all the small wheel bases. Not only that, they don't have any of the sit-down models. They don't have the product I'm looking for.
Okay, all right. So I think in that case, we'd have to do a more detailed research. So Post Falls, you say, is a hilly landscape, right, where you need something that can be run, that can be used on a hilly terrain, and something that can go for longer miles as well, right?
Correct. Hilly terrain, rougher terrain, and we want it to go faster and farther.
All right.
So faster. we're looking at you know, the 1,000 watt motors and you know, and the 2,000 watt motors. Now the 400 to 500 watt motors aren't bad. Like the ones, those two that I sent you are both 500 watt, or one's a 450, and I think the other one's 500 watt. But they also have a higher top speed and a longer range than any other ones I've seen. And I think that part of that reason is because of the larger wheelbase that is on those units. You know, you're looking at a 16-inch wheelbase on that versus an 8.5-inch wheelbase on these, you know, 8.5-inch air-filled tires.
Right.
Not only that, but, you know, you feel a lot of bumps in those smaller tires. They're not nearly as smooth as a ride, and I don't think that I'm going to see a 60-year-old woman grabbing one of these and going to the grocery store on it.
No, yeah, of course, yes. You're right. So, I mean, you guys would have to send me the specifications on what kind of bikes you guys are looking at. And, again, I'll have my team work on this. You guys could do your research if you're in as well. And then would come the part where we talk about the mobile application itself. But I think the mobile application part is pretty clear. I mean, as far as you guys need, the two most important features would be the GPS and the kill switch. And then, you know, once we sit down with the team and we get to what we actually champion at, that's the mobile application, the software, then we could talk about, you know, other features that we could suggest to you, and, you know, we could get into the details of that as well. But I think the hardware is the first thing that we'd have to get out of the way. So let's get to that first. And do you guys have a list of specifications that you need on the bike? Like the tires you mentioned and something else as well?
We want the higher speed, longer range, larger tires, sit down models, sit down with baskets, something that is, that it doesn't take an athletic young individual to operate.
Okay, so wider wheelbase, 16-inch wheels.
Heavier weight limit. You know, I mean, we're looking for a bigger. Instead of just being able to ride down the sidewalk on, I mean, we want this to be an actual form of, you know, transportation, and it needs to be comfortable. I mean, you know, that's why we're sold on the High Boy, is because it has, the product itself has everything that we need. If I have to modify that product a little bit in order to accomplish my goal, then I will make that happen.
Okay.
And I'm still not even, we're still working with High Boy. I know that they said that they're getting more expensive bikes out next year, so they might be integrating IoT systems into their future bikes. So that I need to see where they're going at for the future to see if that's compatible as well. So, I mean, a lot of moving parts. This went from a brainstorm 3 weeks ago, a month ago, to, you know, I've already purchased $14,000 worth of bike.
All right. I mean, I'm just hoping that I was helpful today. And, you know, I'd like to stay connected on this project, I mean, regardless of whether we get to work on it or not. So, and you said the company's name was INW Rides, right? I mean, the domain you have on the email address?
Yep, that's the name of the company.
All right, perfect. So Kelly and Michael, I think we'll continue the research. I mean, if you guys could just, I'll email, more like a company deck from my side, more like a company profile, so you could get to know us better, right? And a couple apps from my portfolio on the IoT applications we've done so far, just to give you an idea of the quality of work we do, so you could download them and check them as well. And then would you guys need an NDA as well, like a non-disclosure agreement?
Do we need an NDA, a non-disclosure?
Not to know about that.
Yeah. We've got a third partner, and he's a lawyer, so we'll let him answer that question.
All right. Okay. So, we could send you the NDA. You could look there. You could read that.
Yeah.
Out. You want to sign
yeah,
it?
Go ahead and send it. We'll read it over. Yeah. We'll take one.
Perfect, guys. So that sounds like a plan to go forward. I'll send you the email, and we'll continue the research, and we'll stay connected via email. We could, you know, hop on a quick call next week as well. I'll check with you guys, and you could check with me on what kind of research we've come up with as far as the scooters and the hardware is concerned, and we could take it from there.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the day. Happy weekend.
You too. You too. Bye.
Bye now.